This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I have big career news that I can finally share, you guys. My pussy smells a little bit different than usual. I'm sorry.
Wow. Mazel tov, Barbara.
Is it the drafts? I don't know. I got nothing.
I'm Brandi Posey, and it's a shame that Homeland never got to do its Epstein season.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah. show, not the pedophile.
Yes, the show.
Yeah, just the show. I'm Tess Barker, and this morning I witnessed a full-grown man asked to speak to a manager at the Bose store because he was upset that his ear holes were too big for his headphones. Yes, he was wearing Tommy Bahama.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and lady, ladies and lady.
Woo!
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeah.
I had to give up on Homeland much as I was enjoying Claire. I love Claire Danes.
She's amazing.
Claire Danes' Ugly Cry.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's truly, truly insane.
Is this a few seasons in you give up or like how?
A few seasons in.
I did too. I mean, you got to really be good for me to follow you through like seven seasons of some shit.
I'm happy to jump ship. If you shut the bed, I'm not even giving you a whole. I'll give you like, if you're pretty good, I think I gave Homeland a whole shitty season.
Which is good. Like, that's very generous of you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. Those hours could be doing so many other things.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, watching other shows that I'm going to abandon eventually.
Exactly. I left you, Homeland.
We wanted to say our guest, Robbie Hoffman, a hilarious comic. She couldn't make it because she's saving a kitten right now.
Two kittens.
Yeah.
She just called and she's saving two kittens. So, hey, if you live in LA and you want to help foster a kitten, we got some.
We have kittens that should be our kitten. Technically, tonight, our guests are rescue kittens.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that is true.
Exactly.
From afar.
Yes.
Hey, Meow. Good to have you in studio.
I did tell her. Meow. I was like, bring them over here.
Yeah.
And then I think that's why she thought maybe I wanted a kitten. But I'm not allowed to have them because Sean's allergic.
Oh, yeah, I would have definitely taken for the like podcast sesh.
That's what I thought. I thought maybe it'd be fun to have kittens while we recorded.
Podcast kitten would be pretty sweet.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. Because 2 hours is about the amount of time I can be around a cat before my allergies start kicking in.
That's not a bad window.
No, it's not too bad. It's also, it gives me a nice out. It's like having a kid. It's like, oh, I gotta go. I can't possibly take a Claritin. It's time for me to leave.
Right.
we have to say also,
yes,
shout out to listener Rob for sending us dongles. He sent them a while ago.
Thank you, Rob.
We haven't had a chance to.
The dongles are clutch, Rob.
They're so clutch. I'm using it. Now I'm living in luxury. I have a dongle in my headphone case and a dongle in my car.
I know. I have two in my bag. How in the world did that ever happen?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let the countdown begin.
Dongle-rama over here.
Well, we'll never know when one gets lost because it'll always be a mystery, probably. Yeah. So for all I know, it could be zero in there right now, but I think there's two.
I like to believe that there's two dongles here, right there, right now. Yeah, but thanks, Rob. And we have a P.O. box. If people feel like sending us stuff, it's at the end of the episode. I check it, and it's often empty. So
send us some shit.
I would love some shit.
Yeah, it's like a community college, like bunch of classes, or like a flyer for a home that sold for $3 million nearby. And I'm like, well, thank you for that.
We would like some candy.
Yeah, send us some candy. We'll eat it on air.
I did bring us some fancy snacks from 7-Eleven.
Yes. Excited.
Barbara went to Sev before coming over
here. It's good to see someone else who likes macaroons because I feel like they get a bad name.
How? They're super popular.
They're like one of those things that are popular in theory, but I feel like more people shit on them.
Here's the thing. I like a macaroon. I feel like I'm not getting the
most
bang.
Are these macarons or macaroons?
Macaroon.
Oh, is that? Oh, you're right.
I think it's pronounced
macaroon. It's macaron. Because macaroons are the coconut things.
Oh.
Macarons are like the French ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what we have.
Emmanuel Macaron.
Okay.
Well, I mean, these are from 7-Eleven, so I don't think they're going to be the highest of quality.
I don't know. 7-Eleven brand stuff is not bad.
No, they're of a new line of energy drinks. They're 7-Eleven exclusive called Quakes. I'm a big fan.
I had brought some wine from 7-Eleven. It's not 7-Eleven brand, but it's very sweet. And I don't think it should be that sweet.
No, Barbara rolled in with a 19 Crimes bottle of wine. That's the brand. 19 Crimes.
I love it when they don't have a kind of red wine. It just says red wine.
Yeah. Is it a murderer on the front? Do we know what his crime is?
Did he
commit 19 crimes?
19 crimes turned convicts into colonists. Okay. Upon conviction, British rogues guilty of at least one of the 19 crimes. What? Does that mean the 19 crimes that were available?
Someone needed to spell check this grammar. We're sentenced to live in Australia
rather than death. This punishment by transportation, quote, began in 1788. Many of the lawless died at sea. For the rough-hewn prisoners who made it to shore, a new world away. Okay, so this is Australian prisoners who were living on the island.
I was not expecting this much backstory.
What a journey. What a journey on this wine bottle.
Usually wines just have random names and you just have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
It's like Dreaming Tree.
It just says this wine celebrates the rules they broke and the culture they built. So I don't think it has anything to do with them.
Okay.
But they were like, we got some hottie
outlaws.
Headshots.
Australia, like, is an interesting case because it was just an island in the ocean and it is just a land of hottie outlaws.
Yeah.
Are they still
outlaws?
I think that my theory is that Australians are good actors because they're descended from outlaws.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they're all like con men?
Con men and just kind of like rebel spirits and like raw people.
Right.
Yeah, like don't always wear sunscreen, it feels like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
That's what we mean, raw.
Yeah.
Raw skin.
Yeah.
From being burnt.
Raw dog, raw skin.
Yeah, Australians don't use condoms for sure. not to generalize your entire country.
Wow, I'm offended.
Yeah, so sorry.
Somebody's going to get mad at us.
So sorry.
If you're an Aussie, actually, I feel like Australians would be less likely to get mad about that than Americans.
Probably.
Also, Australians, I hope we have Australian listeners, but like another thing about them is like you just meet them everywhere.
Dude, they're always on vacation. They're always on sabbatical.
Yeah.
They get like 3 months off a year.
Oh my God. Like they're doing that.
Do they?
Oh my God.
Yeah, when I used to drive for Lyft, so many Australians. They're like, oh yeah, I'm out here for 3 months, just like checking out the states. I'm like, yeah, what's happening that you get these 3 months off all the time?
We met these Australians in Italy that we went on like a boat ride with, and it was this couple, and they were like, yeah, we just started a holiday in China, and now we're here. We're just going to do a quick holiday a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just always
just a
out.
Month. They're having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had sex with one. I was like trying to go through the accents.
Well, you're drinking their wines. So maybe this is the beginning of something.
I'm like, hey.
Barbara rolls
Australian
in
Australian for pussy.
19 crimes.
Australian for pussy. That was.
Would you foster my vagina? Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Foster this kitten. Right.
Hey. Hello.
There's the joke, and there it is.
Am I still? Oh my God! I'm holding my hair up with an office clip.
I didn't realize it.
It was a last minute thing. I really apologize. I'm really hungry, and I brought hard boiled eggs here.
That's all right.
I highly considered eating them in the car first because I didn't want to disturb anyone.
No, it's okay.
Hard boiled eggs.
I mean, I'm gonna deal with it. I love you. And
I'm gonna stare at you in the eyes while
you're very anti-hard boiled.
I just got egg. I got egg stuff. Hard boiled is the least stressful kind of egg to me.
Oh really?
Yeah. For some reason, I've accepted that egg is allowed to be cold, but the rest of them need to always be hot. Mm-hmm. It's designed to be a cold. Yeah, it's designed to be a cold egg. Every other egg is supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
And there's a clot ticking on every other egg.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I only like hot eggs as well. Yeah. I'm not as finicky with eggs as you are, but I'm not without my standards.
Yeah.
I get like one bad egg and I mess completely.
So your wine, your 7-Eleven, and your 7-Eleven macarons.
Yep.
I'm excited to bust into these macarons.
Yeah. They're excited. My thing about those are I feel like I'm never getting my bang for my buck with a macaron because it never feels, it always feels like there should be like $4 for $5.
Okay.
Not like two.
I know what you're saying, but I kind of think that's the point of them. Like, I think they're meant to be like kind of like a really mindful experience.
Yeah, but I'm like from Maryland, so. I would. I'm more into like
yeah, crack the, him open, slurp out the inside.
I'm right. here for like the bulk of my purchase.
Sure. And like, with cookies, that's very valid.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like the cookie. My cookie rules do not apply to a macaron.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's going on.
A macaron is an amuse-bouche.
Yeah, and also it tends to also like always be there with gelato, and I'm always going to go gelato over macaron. Yeah.
Oh, gelato over everything.
When I was in Paris, I got gelato with macaron on top.
I was just going to say.
See, there's a combo.
Yeah.
Why don't we see that very often? Oh. Why aren't there, there should be a pop-up shop that does like ice cream sandwiches with gelato and macarons.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that a thing?
Oh, my God. I think it's got to be somewhere in Echo Park, but probably. If not, it should be.
Yeah.
Someone's like making it in their garage or some shit right now.
But you know what? The reason there isn't is because that would literally cost $20.
Yeah, that would be so expensive. And it would be just a small one. And then you get the bang for your buck problem coming in again. Two very expensive treats.
That only sells well in the Palisades and no one there can actually eat gelato.
Exactly.
It's tough.
Yeah. You can do like a keto gelato of some kind. That's just disgusting.
Just avocado mixed with fake sugar.
Yeah.
Boom. I did it.
Man. Did I tell you guys I started drinking Diet Coke again?
No. You just said that like truly such a Samantha moment
this is
for
like
you.
Like a notch in the timeline.
Oh, did you guys tell you guys that I've started drinking Diet Coke again? You leaned back and your hand went up like you had a glass of wine, even though your wine glass is on the table.
I feel kind of naughty. It's kind of like the beverage equivalent of like starting to smoke again.
Yeah. When was your last Diet Coke?
My
before
last
this?
Diet Coke was yesterday.
No, but like before that.
Oh,
had there been years? What was the really
years?
Damn.
So how often are we talking about?
Now I've like been having like one or two a week.
Oh, I mean that's nothing.
Married life has changed you,
right? Well, I used to be obsessed with Diet Coke like when I was a teenager and in college. I would here's a good snack. Diet Coke and Nutter Butters.
Oh, man. Nutter Butters the best.
Oh, right. Yeah. With the Diet Coke, like the fizziness is so good.
You gotta wash the peanut butter off your teeth with the Diet Coke.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I stopped drinking because like fake sugar gives me a headache and like makes me feel horrible. Mm. And that's why I stopped drinking it. And it still gives me a headache. And I've just decided that I like it better.
You're just powering through now.
The headache is worth it.
There you go. That's good.
I don't know what that means, but I'm back.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Diet Coke is
okay.
Ecstatic.
You're a Diet Coke person. I went to Portland and they gave me a really fancy car, and now I think I'm that person.
Oh, dude! Yeah,
I was so jealous of that car.
It was insane.
Barbara got a sick candy apple red Dodge
Challenger.
Challenger.
How fun was that to drive?
It was amazing. Like the guy. If I walk up, you know, you're traveling all day and like I get into town. I mean, all day, 2 hours, whatever. But I get into town and the line at the fucking rental thing was so long and I was like, ugh. And I luckily, some girl was like, I'm going to go to this kiosk and I'll tell you if it works. So I got to go to the kiosk and like skipped the whole line. I'm like, nice. Yes. And I walk up to the thing and the guy's like, he had an accent. He wasn't Australian, but he was like some European accent or some shit. And he was like, business or pleasure.
Ooh. It was James Bond. He was
business
undercover.
Business or pleasure. And I was like, I'm a comedian, so both.
Yes.
What a nice beginning to a fun Portland adventure.
Truly. Or like a porn. Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then we're walking up to the cars, and he was like, oh, how about that one? He points at the Challenger, and I was like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And he was like, no, I'm giving this one to you.
What?
And I was like, what? And, you know, I bought the cheapest thing.
Yeah, you're
like,
going
I paid
economy.
The least possible. I thought I was going to get, like, a 2-foot-long fucking thing
little
that barely runs.
You were in a Geo mindset.
Yeah.
Yes, I was in a Geo mindset.
A Kia state of mind.
And then he popped me into this fucking amazing car.
My dad had a Challenger. It's a sick car.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
I love the design on them.
Me too. And now I like I see them everywhere now. I'm like, this is what they do. They're trying to like do that so you'll buy one eventually or some shit. Yeah. But it made sense. I wasn't there with kids. Like it was just me. You know, you can't fit a lot of people in that car. And I don't think anyone's like really renting that in Portland.
Right.
No. Did you get shamed for gas at all?
It was actually really good on gas mileage. Nice. So I drove the whole time. I only had to put like a tiny bit in. And I drove all the way up to Olympia and shit.
We got Diet Coke, we got Dodge Challengers.
So this is,
the 90s are back, baby.
Yeah, I felt great. I mean, it felt insane to drive it around that city in it because it was like, but then I would feel, I've never driven a nice car, so I was like, I felt like I had to like acknowledge other people in nice cars. It was so weird. I was like, oh no, this feels too good. I don't like it.
It's a little disturbing how much driving a nice car immediately makes you feel better about yourself.
It was gross. I didn't, it was disgusting. I mean, I loved it, but I also hated it.
I get it.
laying all over town. You're just like, I don't even, there's a parking spot right there.
I didn't
there.
Even think about that. Like, I'm always avoid valet because my car, just like, it was so weird to drive it. It was great. And it had like the Bluetooth through the thing. I don't even have a fucking, you know, like.
Yeah, you can't play songs off your phone. Your
yeah.
car, right?
And yeah. so like, I was like calling people on the Bluetooth, just being like, yeah, just drive.
Oh my God, you became my dad. Like, that's what happened.
I for sure did.
You're Chuck Posey
it was
now.
A really dad moment.
That's a car that really awakens your inner dad.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God, it yeah. truly did.
We drove it to Ocean City one time, and that's just like a 2 miles or a 2 hour stretch of just like one highway, like through the cornfields and stuff.
Yes.
And it was one of the best drives of my life. Very, very fun.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
the car.
I had gotten into an accident in my old Volvo, and my rental car, they gave me a Ford Explorer, like a brand new Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I took a road trip from LA to Austin with our friend Drew Koshgarian and my sister. And like in that Ford Explorer, which was, I just like felt so like money in it. Like it was just like so high above everyone and the sound system was so good. Yes. And it was yes. all black. And like, I've never been able to shake how good it felt to drive that truck.
Oh, I get why people have SUVs. They're fun as fuck to drive.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. The tin in an SUV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah, it was
so
a
good.
Lot.
Oh man,
you're gonna be a car guy now.
I mean,
are you gonna go to classic shows?
Because I'm a
into Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
I was gonna ask her, is this gonna replace Volkswagens? Or
I think like if I ever had enough money, I would have a you know, the Volkswagen. They'd be both. They'd both be in there.
Sure.
Why not dream big? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure. That wouldn't be my everyday car, probably.
No, no, no. You get that Sunday license plate or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say, I also rescued a kitten in the Challenger.
Wow.
In Salem, Washington. Whoa. I drove down to do shows down there, and there was the cutest fucking black kitten ever in front of our hotel. It had a collar with no information, and it came into the hotel and was like sitting in the lobby, and I was like, I love you, and also not the right Salem, but I met a black cat in Salem.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I was
did you
like,
name it Salem?
I didn't name it anything, but I swear to God, if I had driven, like, I would have driven that cat all the way to LA.
Of course you would.
I literally thought, I was like, what would they do if I just took this car? Like, what are they going to do?
Figure it out.
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, what do they do in that case?
Well, they have your credit card.
Was it like a major
they do,
company?
But they can't charge you like $50,000. You know what I mean?
No.
But,
no.
I think you would just have to pay for the day you had it gone and maybe an excess mileage fee.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I meant like keep it.
Keep the car or steal it.
I'm just thinking, what would they do? Would you get arrested, or would you just, they'd be like, you're paying for this?
They probably report it as stolen if you stole it.
I wonder at what point it gets reported stolen.
I bet you got like a 48-hour window, 72-hour window, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. Here's what you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm being honest, you rent the car in Canada.
Yeah.
Don't extradite you.
There's a not a test hack, but a test crime, everybody.
Yeah. 19 crimes. Hey, there's one down.
Exactly.
18 more to go this episode. Well, I already said mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I really had thought, I was like, me and Salem, I'm going to ride into the sunset.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I met, I didn't know what to do because I was like, I'm here for like a night. What do I do with this cat? And they were like, oh yeah, we don't recognize it. We're going to go see if it has a chip. But I'm like, I don't trust these hotel people. Like,
no.
They didn't give a fuck about the cat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put it in the passenger seat and I drove it to a Petco and they scanned it and they didn't find anything, but the lady took it home for the night and I think it seemed fine.
Yeah,
but
that's a better person to leave it
that
with.
Was like a sliding doors moment though. It was like me and Salem could have a new life and
like, hey buddy, we're just going to Petco, don't worry about
can
it
can you imagine that road trip?
Oh
yeah,
I would love it.
I mean, it would get bad fast, but it was fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have to travel with a litter box in the car.
Yeah, I feel like dogs are better road trip pets.
Yes. Yeah,
by far.
Yeah, definitely.
But maybe if you could, like, I mean, I know it can't even be, but maybe if you like broke her early, she would become a car cat.
Yeah, she seemed to calm down very quickly.
Yeah.
So,
well, she was in a Challenger.
Yes. That's why.
Some reason I'm picturing her with like a scarf around her neck, like just living
please.
Life in the Challenger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She was very open minded. I just hope she has a good life. You know?
I believe she will.
Did you say she was open minded?
Yeah, what about her was reading as open minded, Barbara?
She was very friendly. She just came up to everybody and was like all up in your grill and you know.
That's good.
Yeah. And then I went to the very strange Petco where a creepy couple took her. She's fine. They were obviously pet people, but they were like kissing each other a lot in the Petco where they both worked.
Ooh. Honestly, I hate to say it, but that's probably good for cat people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
there's two of them.
It was, it was like cute because she was like, honey, do you love me? And he was like, what? And he was like, wait, no, what? We're taking this cat?
Oh, that's really cute.
So it was a classic moment.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the girl who obviously was never going to call me, even though I asked her to. I was like, what's your name? Will you like let me know what happens? I can try to take her back to Portland. I tried to pawn her off on one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'll call you. And I was like, that's not going to happen. But at least she's in good hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I believe.
She's too busy having sex in front of her cat. Her new cat.
Yeah.
Salem.
And a gross beard to go along with it. Of course.
A true Portland story. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go do two more crimes. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with ourselves.
Our thoughts.
Well, we're thoughts alone with our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Oh, that took me a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thoughts.
I see what you did.
Yes.
Can we talk for a second about how thoughts makes me think of, this is maybe not correct, but it makes me think of Lizzo, which makes me think of our crows in Eagle Rock, because we have the curviest crows I've ever seen in Eagle Rock, California.
They're eating well.
They're PHAT. Our crows are insane. Have you seen them?
They eat well.
They're crazy out here.
I assume.
I saw one land on the top of a tree and the tree bent yesterday.
Really?
Wow.
And then he let it bend slowly until it almost hit the ground, and that's when he took off.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, that crow wasn't even panicked. He still does it all the time.
It's like a game for him at that point.
Yeah,
animals don't get panicked, and that's why they can do cool shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching a squirrel the other day having that thought. I was thinking about, my friend does sound for reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
And she just did the American Ninja Warrior, the kid version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she said this. The younger kids did better. There was like a 6 to 9 year old and then like a 10 to 12 year old.
Mm-hmm.
The younger kids did the same obstacle course. The younger kids did better because they didn't like stop to second guess themselves before the thing.
That tracks.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the kids that actually could do it were the ones that like didn't even stop. They just went for it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that when I was watching the squirrel. It's like the squirrel is like the kid on American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Just having a real good time.
Like it's weird that as we age, we just like start to get that tendency.
Well, that's like there's nothing more fearless as a human than being like a 5-year-old on skis. Just like straight down a mountain. Haven't even thought about stopping, not even turning. You got like half a pizza barely going on. And then you just fall because you're 2 feet off the ground. So who gives a shit?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the most fearless I've ever been.
Same.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even after I would wipe out as a kid, it didn't really make me more fearful.
No. No. Uh-uh. It was just like taking a few years off and then coming back to it and being like, oh, my knees.
Yeah. Well, your bones aren't as long, you know?
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Good old long bones.
Yeah. It is so weird, though, how we do that as we like... I wonder what the year is when we start to like notice, you know, being scared of things or like shame or just kind of like.
She said it was like 9 or 10.
The outside world influences us that way. Oh, that's
That makes
sense. Like right before you become a teenager. Because that's also like when I think you sort of start becoming like your less of a kid self and more of a developed self.
Yeah. When your brain is like literally starting to change too. It's like the teen brain is like different from.
Teen brain.
Did you guys see that there's going to be a Saved by the Bell reunion? Speaking of teen brain.
Really?
Reunion or reboot? I think reboot.
Oh, what's the diff?
Well, reboot's like new people the show.
Oh,
Elizabeth Berkley and Mario Lopez.
Oh, wow.
Are reuniting.
Are they going to be the main characters? Because are they just going to be like teachers or some shit?
Is this like a Girl Meets World situation?
Caption that I read on Elizabeth Berkley's Instagram... Not only did it seem like it was her and Mario Lopez, but it was written by a 30 Rock writer. This episode.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, a revival coming to NBC streaming. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hot news off the presses right now. Which are
How the fuck does Mario Lopez still look that way? I know he's had plastic surgery, but it's crazy.
He's doing so much so well.
It's fucking bananas.
Yeah. And he's also got like this Ryan Seacrest aspect where he's like everywhere.
Yeah. I was listening. I heard him on the radio the other day doing his like radio show.
Yes.
It's just.
And he's always, like, hosting entertainment show. I mean, he just seems like one of those, like, I feel like he's been consistently working. Because remember when he played Greg Louganis, that Mario Lopez period?
No. Wait, who's that?
He was that Olympic diver that had AIDS.
Oh.
And Mario Lopez played him in a TV movie. So there was, like, a 3 or 4 year period where Mario Lopez was, like, in hardcore Lifetime territory. And then he went straight from that to being, like, a Ryan Seacrest person.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's never, like, had a fallow period.
No, he's really sustained.
Yeah. He's really done this. Done it. The log line for this is insane.
What is it?
The revival will find California Governor Zach Morris...
See, of course, I knew it. I was like, they can't.
In hot water for closing too many low-income high schools.
What? Wow.
When he suggests sending the affected students to the highest performing schools in the state, including Bayside High, the influx of new students gives the overprivileged Bayside kids a much needed and hilarious dose of reality. What?
Wow.
Wow.
They're going for it.
That was honestly deeper than I thought.
Yeah.
That's what it's a lot. Yeah. Different than.
Also, Zach's an asshole.
But what of a horrible course governor Zach Morris will become a governor.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, look how ahead of the curve he was on cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, that just blew my mind reading that. I was like,
wow.
I was not expecting that at
all.
So
do we know what the Slater and Jesse Spano roles are?
I mean, they've got
at least one of them has to be a teacher.
There's also no word on if Mark Paul Gosselaar is coming back.
What?
Right. So they're just saying just that he's just going to be out of the picture.
That is weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch a whole show about Mark Paul Gosselaar being governor.
Yeah.
Don't tease that.
Yeah, exactly. I know, exactly.
I was watching three episodes of the 90210 reunion, and that shit was wild.
I heard it was really crazy.
It was like a house of mirrors. It was all of the original cast of 90210 playing themselves, playing the characters in 90210.
Wait, what?
Wait.
What were they being in?
Okay, first reality.
Mm-hmm. It's just like them.
Is them playing loosely fictionalized versions of themselves. Like, you know how Brian Austin Green is married to Megan Fox in real life?
No. I don't know that.
Okay, babe.
But now I do. Okay.
This has been going on for a while.
So the actor level.
So yeah. On this reality, Brian Austin Green is married to an R&B star. So it's someone who's more famous than him, but it's not actually Megan Fox. So each of the characters are living like a reality that's very loosely based.
So the 90210 characters are living
a life that is
somewhat
like
of the reality of the actors.
But they have their real, it's supposed to be like the actors have their real names. It's like,
wait, what?
Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green in this first reality.
So Tori Spelling is playing Tori Spelling?
Yes. But like a loosely fictionalized version of it.
So like an OC version of 90210?
The Hills.
The Hills. Okay, sorry. I get it.
Which is a reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a quasi-reality. The Hills, we don't have time for The Hills, but...
Run.
So that's the first thing. So it's like, but in that reality, Jenny Garth like fucks Jason Priestley as their characters. But meanwhile, they are making a reboot of 90210 in which there is Andrea, Tori, Brian Austin Green. So they're, and like the storylines bleed into one another.
Oh my God, I need to see this.
It's kind of great.
So is it like a Larry Sanders Show version of The Hills? Kind of?
I think that's a great reference.
It sounds kind of like the Seinfeld on Curb.
Yes.
Like they're all playing themselves.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like exaggerated versions.
Nino Pull the Curb.
Yeah.
Nino Pull the Curb.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
If I'd ever watched the show, I'm sure I would love this.
Oh, yeah. I did and I did.
Yeah, great.
It was just like 3 episodes?
It was, I think, 5 episodes, but I only was able to watch 3.
I was
driving home to watch it with my high school friends.
Oh.
Shout out to Jen if you're listening. 90210 Wednesday nights.
Is she a friend that you were just in Arizona with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just went to Arizona. That was super fun. I was in Sedona.
Did you guys go out for a certain thing or just for a trip?
We went for our 20-year anniversary of being friends.
Oh, cute.
That's really cute.
That's awesome.
It was super fun. Yeah, we had the best time. We got like this beautiful Airbnb. Airbnb, and it's the energy there is so crazy.
Yeah, Sedona is nuts. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been there.
It's in Arizona. It's like 2 hours north of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all these red rocks and these like crazy ass rock formations and mesas, but it's also very green there for the desert. So there's like trees everywhere and these like crazy orange rock formations. And it has four vortexes that are like energy vortexes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're like, you can go, I mean, a lot. And who knows?
If you like a crystal, you might like a vortex.
All right. All right. I was like, this is not a...
Okay. If you like a crystal,
you probably like a vortex.
Yeah.
And it's like, this town is like brunch spots and crystal stores.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's absolutely. Great. It's very, it's
you
really fun.
You liked it?
Is that where you got back into Diet Coke?
No. Okay. I started being into Diet Coke like 3 months ago.
Oh.
I don't know what started it.
Wow. Took this long for the Diet Coke secret to come out.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sedona's great. It's really, really pretty. It's like also like 3 hours from the Grand Canyon. So it's kind of like right between Phoenix and
I don't think I've done
Flagstaff.
Any Arizona thing.
It's fun.
There are some really amazing parts of Arizona.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. Northern Arizona is like really magical.
Yeah.
Flagstaff. There's a great Indian casino show. Great is not the right word for that. And I shouldn't have said that.
I've never done a casino show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one, I mean, I did this one like 5 or 6 times, I think. Like there was a while where I was doing it a lot, and it's like kind of fun because it was like, I don't know, you would get like kind of a fancy room that came with a bathrobe, and there was like a hot tub where you could be like in the snow, like with the hot tub,
cool.
And there's a pool and a sauna. But the actual show itself.
Yeah.
Is like people who have been sitting there smoking cigarettes and playing video poker for like
that's what
hours.
I hear.
Yeah.
You know how grim like Vegas can get.
Right.
Now
imagine
gambling like not in Vegas.
Oh yeah. I've been I mean I've been to some casinos, side casinos, but I haven't performed in any.
Yeah. I kind of loved it though because it was like kind of like a relaxing vacation because all you have to do is that one hour.
Yeah. Yeah, you can talk for an hour and it's like I doubt anybody's ever done well at one of those shows. So
no, and there's a relief in that.
Yeah.
All you have to do is keep talking.
Yeah. Just keep going for an hour.
Sure.
Clearly we can do that. So it works.
I actually at that Indian casino, I ended up having like, I met this trucker who like knew a ton about comedy because he was like, oh, I listen to podcasts all the time because all I do is drive trucks. And I was like, oh. But then that same night there was this guy wearing this t-shirt and I was like drinking with the trucker. And this guy was wearing like this t-shirt from this bar in Alaska. And I was like, hey, I love your t-shirt. And he was like, I'll give it to you. And I was like, you don't have to give me the shirt off your back. I was just saying, I love your t-shirt.
Yeah,
I was just like, no, I'll give it to you. And I was like, don't worry about it. The next morning I was checking out and the receptionist was like, this guy left this for you last night. And the t-shirt was...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What? Do you have this shirt? Probably not.
I had it forever. I'm pretty sure I still have it.
Yeah.
It was a good luck shirt.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a good luck shirt. Damn.
Yeah.
It was just like a bar in Alaska.
The shirt is from a bar in Alaska.
Yeah.
It's got like an igloo on it, and it's like the bar's called like Jump Jive and Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just like the graphic. I don't know. I just I like t-shirts.
T-shirts, Diet Coke.
We're scraping. We're like, I don't know. I like t-shirts, you guys.
I mean, I do. I really like t-shirts a lot.
I've been thinking. That's so, here's on my minimalism tip, which you know, still in process.
Of course.
But I've been researching capsule wardrobes. Anybody? Do you
capsule
know what these are?
No, what's that?
So, hold on. Is it what question? I have a guess.
Yes.
Is it like you cycle parts of your wardrobe? You put it away for like seasons, and you like
sort of.
Okay.
But you don't have to do that. Like
okay.
If you live like here, it's like, you know, what are you gonna do? Like you maybe bring out shorts and tank tops
cardigans.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's basically like you parse your whole your closet down to like a certain number of pieces, like say 35 to 50 pieces. So you kind of choose things that like match, you know. I went through the whole like color scheme of it, and a lot of people like say you start with a base color, which is usually navy or black, and then you choose a neutral, and then you choose a few like colorful colors, which is hard for like people who dress like funky. Because I was like, well, I have kind of like funky, you know, clothes. I don't have like basics.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just was. I kind of really want to do it because I'm just so sick of like I'm sick of so much shit.
So you have like 3 or 4 different wardrobes, and you just switch them out.
You basically like switch. You know. everything matches or everything goes together. So you can have the option of like a certain of a lot of outfits because everything goes with each other.
Oh, so it's like this pot of clothes.
And yeah, then you where can it's like get this rid short of it goes it. With these shirts and it also goes with these pants and this jacket and blank. So you kind of like everything matches. So everything just, goes with each other.
You're just making everything blue jeans then because blue jeans go with everything.
Basically, yeah. But okay. So with the color scheming thing, it kind of makes it so that they all kind of work together in some way.
Oh.
So I don't know. I was like doing research on that. Not, I won't become that person because I don't really dress like that. They're all in those like very simple like gray shirt with a long sweater and jeans person that I'm really not, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, this is food for thought, at least. I keep, all I'm doing is like, I just keep researching this stuff all the time because I'm like, I'm so sick of all my things I'm done.
Yeah.
I know, but it's a lot bigger, more work to do it.
You just gonna get hired for something and then you can just use that energy to clean it out.
Well, I guess, yeah. It's, I mean, that's the problem is I don't have any time. So.
Yeah, true. Well, no, I'm saying just don't do that stuff. And
wait, don't do what stuff?
Don't do the work that you got hired for and just clean out your wardrobe.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yes, that is true.
Yeah.
If I get a big job, then it'll happen.
Can somebody just give us a deadline?
I need some deadlines. Yeah, give me some deadlines and then I'll for sure get it done. No, I don't know. I still don't know. But I'm really obsessed lately with thinking about buying stuff and just how unnecessary, like, almost everything we own is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I just can't stop thinking about it. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, we really played ourselves.
Yeah, man.
And it just becomes such a burden.
Yeah. It just, like, the amount of, like, fucking body washes I have in my shower is disgusting. Truly disgusting.
Been slowly going through them this year because my New Year's resolution this year was to not buy any more bathroom products until I'm like going through them, and I've gone through like 3 facial cleansers, and honestly I'm my own hero. It feels great.
That's amazing to actually finish it out.
Dude, I know. When
really? I always finish that stuff out.
Yeah?
I'm pretty like judicious with like that kind of
stuff. I don't because I buy other ones or I get other ones, you know, and I use
those. I just
have
like 5 different like half empty ones that
I'll
just like
suck
slow.
It up through a facial cleanser that I don't love just to like
that little like
to finish.
That little like at the end you're like, I did it. When the squeeze is at the end, a little fart noise. That's the sound of crossing the finish line. Feels good.
I kind of want to do, there's a place around here where you bring your own.
The refills?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I was just looking that up.
Exactly. Sean was like, no, that's too much. I was like, I want to go. Yeah.
How
I want to go to Sustain.
How is it too much? It's good.
I know. It's full-blown hippie, but I think it'll be great.
I mean, literally, we're killing the world.
There's also these. I'm in a group called Buy Nothing Eagle Rock, and they have them in different cities. They're all on Facebook. Like each your town or whatever like has one, and it's like if you have stuff that you want to get rid of, or if you have something that you want to ask for, you ask for it on there.
Yeah.
And if somebody has it, they'll like lend it to you or like give it to you or whatever.
Yeah, I've been in groups like that before. Freecycle. So.
Yeah. I'm like always.
I mean, it's just it's weird, you know. Yeah, being a comic though or a performer, it's like I ended up ordering all this weird. I ordered like a fucking weird mask that I'm like, well, I'm gonna have this forever.
Yeah.
Masks you gotta hang on to.
Come
on.
Thank you.
Yeah. You gotta have like one bin.
Have a
costume thing.
Yeah. I do enjoy having my masks too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Maybe you guys can help me with this. I have those bags are full of vaping t-shirts as well as several vaping baseball hats and several sunglasses with a vaping company on it.
Yeah, we gotta,
can
what
you
do we
think
do
of
these?
A creative use? I was gonna maybe just drop them off at a shelter.
I mean, I think Long Beach would find a lot of
rye.
I think if you made those into a quilt. It would be the douchiest quilt that's ever lived.
I mean, I'll have to learn how to quilt, but I think worth it.
But that, like, you've seen those like t-shirt quilts, right?
Yeah. Right. It's just like the same logo over and over.
I really like that.
That would be really funny.
A vaping quilt is really funny.
Yeah. I kind of think you should have that.
Do we know anyone with a sewing machine?
I have. There's like 50 at my house.
Really?
Yeah, because Nicole's like a sewer, my roommate.
All right. Maybe she can help me.
Yeah.
She's a quilter, like a professional quilter. Yes.
This is the plan.
I think we have our answer.
I can't wait for you to have a vaping quilt.
Oh my God.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's the new Snuggie. Vaping quilt is the new.
Because it's nice materials. Yeah, like, how hilarious is that to have a vaping quilt?
It's going to be really funny.
I love blankets.
Yeah.
I love ridiculous things and I love t-shirts.
Yes. Let's kick this up a notch.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so glad we talked about this. Because I was like, this is too much stuff. And then I think the sunglasses and the hats. Long Beach. I think what I'll do with those
yes.
is instead I'm going to make, instead of one of those like mini libraries, I'm going to make a mini hat and sunglasses.
Oh my God.
Station.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah. Yeah. That everybody should just kind of have those outside of their house to be like, I don't need this fork anymore.
Yeah. Like yeah, I don't want to put it on the ground, but yeah. I have a little house for it.
Yeah.
They'll just eventually they will just be a bunch of black cords that we've all forgotten what they are.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, I don't.
That's my main export.
Yeah. I don't want to. I can't throw this away because I probably need it, but
I just organized that drawer of my I can't yeah. throw this away, but probably need a black cords.
I actually got rid of a lot of mine. That's yeah. where I'm going. I'm like nice. Getting
whoa.
Getting down to the fucking...
Going through the cords is...
That's tough. One.
Yeah. Cutting the cords.
And then
Barbara.
Also, have you noticed that like when you're in whatever situation where you're like, oh shit, we need a cord for this. You're like, you go to consult that pile and it's never. The one
of course.
That you need.
Oh, never. It's never there.
No.
Yeah, that makes me feel
it's
crazy.
The opposite of the Cars song, Rest in Peace. Just what I need. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a break and solve some lady problems.
BRB.
Welcome back. Bye. Hello, it's a lady to lady with Babs.
With Brandy.
And Tess, why so serious? We have macarons and 19 crimes.
I know. Barbara. I've got a wheel of cheese and a wheel of macarons.
This
I
cheese comes out of
cheese.
Nowhere. You've been talking a big game about your fucking
well,
eggs
I didn't
and your
the
macarons.
Eggs.
You, yeah, this is the first mention of cheese we've heard.
Eat the egg. Those cheeses are the best fucking
They are
cheeses.
The best. I love a Baby Bell.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I call those circle cheeses.
Yeah. One time I did this show downtown and the green room just had a giant bowl of them.
That's smart.
I took so many of them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was me and like Leslie Tsina just like, uh-huh.
Just yeah, because those are, they're not cheap.
They're not.
Here's a good, okay, if I'm like going to make a good snack.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. A couple of those,
mm-hmm.
an apple, a Perrier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Throw mm-hmm. some of that in there.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, yeah, we're ants.
When I was in Sedona, when we landed, we went straight from like, we flew there and then like dropped our shit off at the Airbnb and then we went to the spa, like right mm-hmm. from the Airbnb. So my friend and I were like super hungry when we got to the spa and there was like an option to order food. So we each order like a whole flatbread pizza to ourselves.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we're just like sitting and I had such a good weekend. I was just yeah. like sitting in a bathrobe, eating pizza, very happy.
Delightful.
But we're shoving our faces full of pizza and our masseuses show up. And we're both just like greedily shoveling our faces full. And so I'm like, I'm almost ready. So I finish my pizza. I go in for my massage and he like asked what to focus on. And I was like, well, I grind my teeth really bad. So like, could you just do anything to help with that?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I actually do a kind of massage where I put a glove on my hand. And I stick my finger in your mouth and I release all the tension in your jaw. And I'm like, yeah, dude, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, but you got... Oh, no.
So we get to the end of the massage. He gets to the gloved hand part. He sticks his finger in my jaw. And it's like demons being exercised from the back of my mouth. I'm just And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. So I get through this, like... But it felt so good. It was like...
Whoa.
It was like... life-changing.
Yeah.
Honestly. It was like he released all this shit in my jaw. But then I finished my massage. I go in the bathroom and I'm like looking at myself in the mirror. And from the pizza that I had been housing, I had huge chunks of mushroom stuck in between each tooth. And it had been there the whole time this guy had his finger in my mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, bummer.
Oh my God.
Damn.
This is the opposite of when I when I sucked on someone's finger at your wedding and they said, I don't know how clean that finger is. They didn't know how clean your mouth was.
They didn't know how clean the mouth was. And like, I guess the most important lesson is thank God for gloves.
Yeah.
But yeah, that poor man full blown had his finger in my mouth for like five and I was just staring my mushroom teeth at him as I was like,
what, you just staring at him? What were you looking at?
My eyes were closed.
Okay.
Yeah, he put like a towel over my eyes.
Oh man. He's like, she can't see my face right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's cool that you got that though. Never heard of that.
Amazing. Yeah. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Cause I do like, clenching my jaw is like this problem I just haven't been able to find a solution to. Like nothing works. And that felt like the only thing that's ever released the like
You don't wear like a guard at night?
I do, but that doesn't stop you from clenching your jaw. It just protects your teeth. Mm. Like, you're just kind of biting onto the guard.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Is it a thing that now that he's done it, you can kind of do it to yourself a little bit? Like, you know what to hit more or...
Ish. It's
okay.
Like how, you know how like you can't do your hair like your hairdresser does it?
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely.
This sounds like something I would wrongfully purchase on the internet to solve, like some kind of dumb thing that's like mouth massager.
Well, I wonder if they make that.
Well, if you got an electric toothbrush and you just like held it against your back joint. Is that a
maybe
solution? Yeah.
I mean, what I want is Botox. Apparently they do Botox for it.
Oh,
in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm just like, shoot me up, Scotty. I guess they just...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How have you... I never heard that before.
That's
holy
really
shit.
Funny.
What else do they use? Oh, they use it for migraines. Right.
Migraines. They also use it... You can use it to stop sweating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get Botox in the pits. I mean, I hope they never do too much study on Botox because I don't want to know the whole truth.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's been going for a while now without, as many bad sides as you would think. So, whatever.
It's been around longer than vaping.
True. And vaping's getting,
getting shut down.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Honestly, though. Well.
So, is it weed and cigarette vapes?
They're, like, not sure. It could be either or.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Got it.
But I don't know.
I thought it was just like Juul type things. So,
and apparently in some of the cases they also smoked weeds. So they don't know which one it's from, but it's a relatively small number of people.
Yeah, it's like 4 people.
Yeah.
But it's compared but to I still, cigarettes kill people.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But the vaping community must just be aghast.
It is kind of. I became convinced last week that I had vaping disease.
Really?
It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It sounds fucking terrifying.
I don't know anything about it.
You can't breathe all of a sudden and your like heart's right. It's really bad. It comes on set like really fast.
Really?
You have to go to the hospital like immediately.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
I had allergies.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Got it.
Let's try Claritin first.
But yeah, I did do Claritin. But like the symptoms on like CNN were so fucked up. They were like, early symptoms include congestion.
I know.
Tired.
It's like when you look up something online, you're like, okay, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because every symptom's on there. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm like, they love to scare you as much as possible.
Yeah. But we haven't even had like a Botox disease scare ever. So.
No, not yet. Fine. I mean, besides the fact that it is already, it's like a disease in and of itself.
It is literally a disease.
Yeah.
But it's apparently sustained.
Yeah. It's like how avocados are a good fat. Botox is a good disease.
Brandy can't do it.
Botox is kind of the new CBD. It's like sweat, old age, jaw clenching. Okay, should we answer a lady problem?
If you have lady problems.
I mean, we are very smart.
I feel like we should. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you have lady problems, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
All right. Hey, ladies. I just discovered your podcast a few weeks ago and have been binge listening to your backlog. I'm in desperate need of a solution and no one who I work with or have told has anything to offer. So I'm 35 and I'm starting over after a divorce where I was a stay-at-home mom. I put my education on hold to build up my ex's career, so now I work in a mailroom at a smallish insurance office. The mailroom is large and it's just me back here with a single bathroom for men and one for women right behind me. She sent me photos. About a year ago, the company hired 2 men from a competing insurance company to work on the first floor offices, and so begins the problem. I'm not squeamish when it comes to scatological issues as a mother of 2. However, I am fairly certain they are dying on the inside. Because 3 times a day, these 2 blow up the bathroom in ways I cannot comprehend. How they haven't blown their assholes out is beyond me.
Wow.
I came back from a mail run the other day and was hit by a wall of stink that was reminiscent of dog diarrhea in the carpet. My partner sends me bouquets of flowers frequently to show his love and appreciation for me, but also to give me some relief from the constant barrage of odors. There are 22 people who work in my office, with one other single bathroom in the front lobby, and they are the only ones who shit in my office. I understand the caveman logic of feeling secure in a single bathroom, but there is no way they wouldn't. They don't know I can smell and hear it. I keep earbuds in most of the day to avoid the sounds, but there is no equivalent for smell. Please tell me how to end this shit year. Thank you, ladies.
Oh,
damn.
Three times a day? So there, yeah. It's six times a day?
Yeah.
Or is it for three her. Between them?
I mean, unless they're taking coordinated trips.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, honestly, one is enough.
No, one's wow. enough. I'm yeah. just wondering. Oof. That's okay. a fucking nightmare.
This is horrible.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, man, office bathroom shit is like...
It's tough. It's so tough. Because, like, everyone
scenario.
Needs privacy. Yeah, yeah. Our friend Jeff Wattenhofer got a new job, and he was talking about it at Sauce being like, I haven't found my shit bathroom yet. Like, you have to... It's tough. You're around your coworkers all the time. You
and
recognize
no one
people's
should have
shoes.
To work in front of the shit bathroom.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Well, and it wasn't the shit bathroom before these people. That's what sucks. The entire rest of the building doesn't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't do that there. Or if they do, it's like a real discreet that maybe they bring their
right.
own.
There's something, yeah.
I think, I mean, and this should not be on you. Maybe there's an office manager that you can be like, can we get some candles? Can we get some...
It doesn't sound like that's solving this shit.
I think I have an idea.
Ooh.
I think you talk to the hires up
uh-huh.
and you propose, this is counterintuitive, but I think it just might work.
Okay.
Can't you wait. Propose that you turn that bathroom into a unisex bathroom. And you say that you want to start using that bathroom because it's closer to your desk. Once you are regularly using that bathroom, they're going to stop shitting in there.
Not a bad idea.
I think that there is a men and women's in the mailroom.
But I still think you can say...
Oh, there's a... What do you mean? Oh, there's separate
two, there's a men and women's in the mailroom.
Right.
I'm looking up photos to get to confirm.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's legal to use either bathroom in California.
I think so. You could say make them both all gender.
Yeah, how about make them both all gender? Because so this, I think that's a very legitimate...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very... I mean, they should be all gender anyway.
Yeah, they should be.
Like, for them to be on the up and up.
Well, but this is what we're working with. I just pulled up the photo she sent. So, Barbara, she in a second. So, it's like, here's her desk, and then they're just kind of just right next to each other.
Yeah, I think make them both all gender, and they'll stop shitting in there.
You think so?
I see.
You think they'll like, no, so they're both right here.
Yeah.
You think they'll both, since like, they know that women
well,
are using
what's going to happen? Because they got to shit somewhere.
Yeah, they'll shit where the other 20 people are shitting.
Yeah, I mean, because they're definitely shitting somewhere.
They're coming down there because they think it's more private.
Exactly. Make them feel more like you could barge in at any time.
Yeah. I think talk to them on the way in and out. I think humanize yourself to them.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Woo, you've been in there a while.
Yeah. Hey, TikTok.
Yeah, you again.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
We keep running into each other. That's a good option, too, is just talk to them so much that they have to dread walking by your desk.
Oh, there we go. This is the solution.
And a man's,
fake spider webs.
And a man's poop is sacred to him. So he can't be made to feel uncomfortable because that's the lead up to it.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, okay, make it unbearable to come by. So always find whatever thing it is that annoys them the most that they will try to run away from when you talk to them.
Ask them how they're doing and then start, like, pick the most boring part of your weekend and start talking about it in detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be good too. I think also, like, once you get both bathrooms unisex, put as many passive aggressive signs about not flushing tampons up as possible in both bathrooms.
Yes.
It'll make them so uncomfortable. They'll be like, what's happening around me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think passive aggressive tampon signs, I think put baskets of tampons in both bathrooms.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Not to mention maybe some sort of like potpourri.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. A bunch of dried flowers is going to scare them off for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, flush them out, you know, if you will.
Yay.
Man, yeah, it's hard.
I mean, yeah, because it's like you can't talk to a supervisor about this directly.
No.
It's not something you can like.
No. I would maybe like also like, yeah, talk to the office manager about making sure that like the things that you need to help a little bit with the bathroom are on the list where she buys. Like, okay, I'm going to need some sprays or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in general also too.
Well, also like that could signal.
Yeah.
Like if all of a sudden there's a bit like a big spray in there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Yeah. I think you could do that. The combination of talk to the maintenance people and request some sprays from like building maintenance.
Yeah.
And talk to them more.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're walking by you, talking on the phone to the building maintenance person, being like, we're going to need some some air diffusion spray for the bathroom. It's just been really,
it's
been really tough down here.
Yeah, I think I go full passive
aggressive. Shame them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, what a nightmare. I just feel so bad for her.
I know. It's just too bad that we haven't figured out how to make people stop having to shit.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. Out of all the Botox.
If there was a Botox
right
for
in your
that.
Butt. There it is.
Yeah, it's really too bad. And it is... Office politics with bathrooms are so hard. It's like everyone's has a body. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Well, you know what the worst is in your office when, like, you and somebody else are on the same schedule.
Yes.
You both, and, like, you're, but, like, then you're, it's like your morning shit schedule and you're both walking and then you're just like, oh, I forgot something. And then you go back. Mm-hmm. I have, used to have
oh,
that
yeah.
happen.
Like, oh, I've done this so many times, like, walking in the hallway. You're like, oh, oops.
Or otherwise, you just go in and you're sitting just silently in two stalls next to each other.
Okay. Do guys do this? Because I don't know if it's just women who are doing this. Silent, like I'm waiting for you to poop and leave first.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just we're really trying to wait each other out.
I don't think
out.
Guys do it. I think they shit they with liberty. Yeah.
Our
I mean,
listeners,
all bathrooms should have really a white noise machine going.
Honestly.
The fan. This is the bathroom fan that brings
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Should always exist everywhere.
But
every
like,
hotel.
Would it kill you to get some like rainforest sounds?
That'd be great.
I mean, that would solve so much.
Yeah, it really would.
Thunder I feel very blessed at my day job. The bathroom is down a there's two.
Yeah.
There's one close and one in a long hallway.
No
far
one goes
away.
There.
No one goes there. And you could, if someone was coming, you could hear them.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a
thank
good
you.
Bathroom.
Shout out.
but yeah, maybe it's time to even add the white noise machine to this lady's bathroom.
I think that's
oh my
nice.
God,
yeah.
That'd be so funny if you're like in there and all you're hearing that for the first time.
Funny. I think if like they just went in and there was just like a little. A basket full of accoutrement.
Yes.
I think like a poopery, like every pun name yeah. possible. And then they walked in and were like, oh, that
not only that, but
yeah.
why not put out a tip jar next to it?
Yeah. You should just start offering them gum when they leave.
Mm-hmm. Like bathroom attendant for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you put a bathroom attendant in this bathroom, it feels like they're definitely not going to shit there.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
yeah. Just standing
pay
right
a friend between. To like wear a suit for, I know, I feel bad.
Do
but...
you, that's it. That might be a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, they could stand outside between the two bathroom doors. And then just as you're walking out.
No, but that won't solve it, I don't think. They got to be in there.
Yeah, I guess that they're like right outside.
This
yeah.
just made me have an epiphany. Do you think sometimes when you go to nightclubs and there's bathroom attendants that the venue is doing that so you won't shit at their nightclub?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is an interesting, like, it is a weird kind of, like, job.
They
the
stress
weird
me out.
Phenomena. They stress everyone out.
Well, of course, I just feel bad.
Everyone does, yeah. It's yeah. like, why it's are we, like, job. Putting someone through that? And honestly, yeah.
is it,
it's
I
not
think
even...
it's just to keep it clean. That's the biggest thing. Because they
I
get
guess.
Trash while people are going out.
Maybe that's
drunk.
It.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you some.
And then maybe they're in there to keep it clean. And they're like, while I'm here, I'll try to like give see if anyone wants any breath mints or something.
And also yeah. like, yeah, there's a lot of people doing cocaine and stuff. It's probably like, all right, 15 minute like max.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. I, if that's the case, I feel like the venue, I doubt that they're paying that person enough for them to be handling that bullshit.
Well, of course
oh, there's
not.
No,
you know?
There's no way.
Of course they're not getting paid enough. That's
no,
not
no, no. No, I, no, you'd have to, you'd have to be driving a Dodge Challenger. That's
totally.
The level of money that I'm looking at for that gig. Whew. Yeah. It's a lot of bullshit.
They must hear the most like amazing conversations. I love being in a
oh,
like a
yeah.
club late when all the girls are drunk and they're like yelling
through
over
the stalls
about something.
That would be a fun
wow.
secondary source of income for them. Would be to start like a blind items blog of the
oh my
shit
god,
that they overhear.
Should start a Twitter feed
like yeah, taxi yeah. cab confession.
Yeah, exactly.
Bathroom stall confessions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh my god.
Gotta get them together and get this started.
Speaking of confessions, did you guys both watch Fleabag?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my god, the confession scene.
Oh, it's so hot.
Is that the hottest thing ever? There's a really hot.
There's a yeah. lot of hot. Will they want these? I really will they want these?
Yeah.
Will they want these?
Willy Wonka's Willy want these.
Are my like bread and butter. I swear to God. I'm watching
yeah.
Schitt's Creek and like fucking David and Stevie. It's so
yes.
weird because he's like
love
pansexual,
attention.
So you just think he's like get you know you're
yeah,
not
yeah.
sure and just the tension gets me so bad I can't Sam and Diane and Cheers like
I agree
I love
I
it.
Even like Jim
that's
and
great.
Pam
Jim yeah. Pam's great
yeah
yeah the show
so
I stopped
good.
After they got together
I like Ross and Rachel
yeah it they, yeah.
it's the
all...
only good thing about Ross
it, absolutely
it's the, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston has been the only good thing about a lot of men
that's fucking true
Yeah, but I made my boyfriend watch the, I don't know if you guys watch New Girl, but it has one of my favorite mm-hmm. first kisses of all time between the, like, two, you know, mm-hmm. love interests. And just, I was like, wow, I'm really into this. Like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
No, I get it. That moment's good.
It's sexual tension.
Yeah, absolutely.
At its best.
gonna second act you all day.
I'm attracted to Eugene Levy in this show.
Duh.
No, he's very attractive.
Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about his son.
No, Eugene. I've never been attracted to him before, but I feel like he's attractive in this show.
He's playing a very confident character.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that. He looks good. Okay. Like, it's his look.
Really? I mean, he's always so funny that I could see him being attractive.
But I've never, like, maybe he's more nerdy in other.
Yeah.
He is dressed really well in this.
He's got, like, in a Tucci space for me.
Okay.
Where I get that.
That's what I would think, though. But I'm like, disturbing myself because I'm a...
Do you not think Barbara Stanley Tucci's attractive?
No, not really.
I think he's your DeVito.
He looks my cousin or something. He looks like so Italian.
You got to see him at the Bob Hope Airport. Woo!
Wow.
He's hot. Okay, yeah.
It's really
but Eugene, I'm attracted to so many people in that show. It's like, it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also like seeing him next to his son. You're just like,
and did you know Twilight's his daughter?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh.
How cute is that?
I know. The fucking beardy guy is from some Canadian pop show I used to love. And there's just too many things.
Have you seen the episode yet where he shaves his beard?
No. Oh, God. It's got to be good.
Alexis's reaction is like, that's one of my favorite moments in the whole show.
Did we solve it?
I think so.
I think so.
Please watch Schitt's Creek and Fleabag by any means.
Yeah, we hope you got you out of your Schitt's Creek.
Let us know. Exactly. We're sorry you're currently up Schitt's Creek as well, but let us know what happens because I do want to know how this pans out.
Maybe start applauding them when they leave the bathroom.
Like, oh my God, slow claps.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
What about give them a lay to wear around their neck?
Don't be an asshole with your asshole, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Cross-stitch that and put it in the restroom.
Absolutely.
I can't believe there's not more bathrooms that have that.
I would like that.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you have Patreon, we're going to be doing our top secret session. If you want to learn more about our Patreon stuff, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. And you know what? If you have listened to the show forever and like us, leave us a review if you haven't gone on there.
We would love a review.
It's always fun to go on there and see, you know, people have listened to the show for a long time, see what they say, and... Thank you for listening, y'all.
Thank you for being a friend. Can we have a macaron?
Yes, let's do it now.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah. They've been taunting us.
Yum, yum.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.